All right, so we're on round seven of ACF Nationals 2016, William & Mary versus UCSD. William & Mary, you guys both give names.
Matt.
Ben.
Alex. Sean.
Jason.
Sean. All right, so we'll get started when Sean gets done.
Wasn't there that movie that came out recently that was like about Fidel and Buckley?
There was an HBO movie about it.
I remember a scene wanted to watch it with us, but then like...
Yeah, I don't remember the title of it, but...
Yeah.
There are many good anecdotes of
Best of Enemies?
Those two?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's
cool. Yeah. Who else have you guys played? Oh, we're gonna start.
Alright, we're all ready to go. Here we are. Okay. Toss up one. A poem in this collection describes a figure who promenades the dewy stones, whose dreams of the title plants are a mighty thought by a mighty man. Another of this book's poems asks, of the two dreams, night and day, what lover, what dreamer, would it choose the one obscured by sleep, and is addressed to a dweller in the dark cabin. It contains a poem that begins a catalogue of body parts with the line, here is an eye, and both begins and ends, out of the tomb we bring the body of Badrobadar. Its second poem brags that the soul flies beyond the parks and far beyond the discords of the wind and mocks the bland motions bequeathed to the air by the title birds. Him from a Watermelon Pavilion and The Worm at Heaven's Gate are found in this collection, which opens with the earthly anecdote. An abundance collection that contains Invective Against Swans and 13 Ways of Looking at a...
Harmonium.
Yes. Bonus. The Cooley Stone, now found in a museum in this city, describes how a lord who ruled from here tried to force subjects to convert to Christianity. For example, once each name the city founded in 997 by Olaf Tryggvason, the medieval capital of Norway.
Oslo?
What's something that like...
Answer.
Oslo.
Trondheim. Most kings of the Fairhair dynasty ruled from Trondheim, starting with the first king of this name. Other kings of this name had epithets Greycloak, Bluetooth, and Hardrada.
Harold.
Yeah. Harold Bluetooth was the son of this man, perhaps the first historical king of Denmark, who had the most ancient of the gelling stones made in honor of his wife, Thyra. This man himself was named for being ancient.
It's not Swain, it's like something the...
Answer.
Sven.
Gorm the Old.
Yes, Gorm the Old. Oh my god. I was like about to guess that.
Toss up.
My bad, guys.
This thinker's work directly inspired the creation of an inverted U-shaped graph known as the Comfort's Drophily Hypothesis. One of his works argues that transition from a roving bandit to a stationary bandit signals the transition from...
Mansur Olson?
Say that again?
Mansur Olson?
Yeah.
Nice.
Buzz.
Bonus. This artist depicted a road running up a hill in Montmartre in the Gallet windmill. For templates, each nameless man who spawned a painting trees of Villa de Avre. During a trip to Italy, he painted a view of the remnants of the Pont d'Augusto that now hangs in the Louvre.
So, maybe Pont d'Augusto. He liked painting bridges and trees. Sicily? Okay.
Corot. This St. Thomas-born student of Corot was the only person to show works in all 8 Impressionist exhibitions. Answer.
Lorraine.
Pizarro. Corot also taught Barth Morisot, who Gustave Geffroy included with Marie Brackenmaud, and this other woman is listed of the 3 grand dames of Impressionism. This woman's The Bath is one of her many depictions of mothers and children.
Cassad.
10
points.
I should have gone
for Toss up. In the mass continuity equation, the partial time derivative of theta equals the negative of the partial derivative of z times q. This equation is plugged into q to derive the Richards equation. The Green-Ampt integral formula is often used instead of this one to predict values since it takes into account cumulative depth. This semi-empirical formula was found to overestimate its value when the substance in question is a gas, which can be rectified using the Klinkenberg correction. Often used to quantify infiltration, this equation can be simplified into a 2D form using a Dupuit assumption so that the vertical pressure gradient is only a function of the specific weight. In this equation, the viscosity, pressure head, and porosity all affect the discharge rate of the substance in question. For now, using this formula, which is often used to model the flow of groundwater through a porous medium.
Is this like the water law?
No.
The Young-Laplace equation.
That's Darcy's equation.
Darcy. Oh, wait, that's very
toss up! A philosopher currently at this university used a finger exercise involving superluminal light transport to explain Bell's theorem in his book Quantum Non-Locality and Relativity. Another philosopher currently at this university authored Psychologism and Behaviorism, which discusses a hypothetical computer that has been programmed with all possible sentences passing the Turing test. Philosophers currently at this school include Tim Maudlin and Ned Block, and as well as another author who in 2013 argued that the materialist neo-Darwinian conception of nature is almost certainly false. That author of Mind and Cosmos once wrote a paper stating consciousness is what makes the mind-body problem really intractable. Fernet Blinds named this university with the world's number one ranked philosophy department according to QS World University Rankings, whose faculty includes Thomas Nagy. No.
Cambridge.
No, it's NYU. Toss up.
Okay. Interesting. I knew philosophy is the thing, I guess.
During the last decade of his rule, this leader described his pro-imperial policies with the credo proudly alone. 3 years after taking power, he gave a speech promising that his motto would be all for the nation, nothing against the nation. This politician issued Circular 14, a directive denying safe haven to refugees. That decree was explicitly disobeyed by Aristides de Sousa Mendes. After suffering a brain hemorrhage in a bathtub, this leader served out his last 2 years as prime minister with effective power in the hands of a successor appointed by Americo Tomas. This
Salazar?
That's right. Bonus. A controversy surrounding this object led to a tearful apology that said that both sides of the strait are one, and that the central figure of the controversy would go through some serious reflection. For templates, each named this object, also known as the blue sky, white sun, and a holy red earth, that was controversially held by the pop singer Chao Suyu on the variety show My Little Television. Answer.
The crown jewels.
No, it's a flag of Taiwan. The Chao Tzu-Yu incident was referenced in the first post-victory speech of this president elect of Taiwan. This leader of the Democratic Progressive Party is also the first female president of Taiwan. Psi. This third force party, unaligned with either the Pan-Green Alliance or the Democratic Progressives or the Pan-Blue Alliance or the Kuomintang, gained the third most parliamentary seats in the 2016 election, narrowly beating the People First Party. It is led by Huan Kuo-chang.
Is this just like either that or like the Communist Party, Democratic?
NPP or New Power Party. No, cool. Please. Toss up. This effect leads to the creation of a plasma inside a Kerr-Newman or Reisner-Nordström black hole's dyadosphere, since the field strength is above the Springer limit. A Fabry-Perot interferometer and a series of over 2.5 Tesla magnets were used to try to observe this effect in the PVLAS experiment. This effect was first detected by the Tristan accelerator. One observable effect of this phenomenon is the addition of an e to the fourth over 24 pi squared r times an integral correction to the Coulomb potential. The Feynman diagram for this effect is two wavy lines on opposite sides of a circle. This effect gives a one-loop correction to the photon propagator since it represents the self-energy of the photon. This effect partially screens electric charges due to the creation of virtual electron-positron pairs. For example, in this effect, which in part a
photodisintegration.
No. Which imparts a dielectric constant to an empty space. It's vacuum polarization.
The saddest game ever.
Sorry.
It's okay.
No, you're fine.
Positive 7. A novel titled for this character introduces a love interest named Herman, who is a Soho rent boy, and it centers on a video installation titled Cathode Narcissus. The author of the poetry collection Silver Points and the short story The Person in Question likely inspired this character, who expresses a desire for the dead lovers of the world to hear our laughter and grow sad, after vowing, "I want to make Romeo jealous." This protagonist of An Imitation by Will Self is reassured that the books that the world calls immoral are the books that show the world its own shame when he becomes concerned about the degree to which a novel about the exploits of a Frenchman is influencing him. During a meeting with Adrian Singleton at an opium den, a woman calls this character Prince Charming, a nickname overheard by James Bain.
Dorian Gray?
Yes. Bonus. Identify the following about animals in the poetry of W.B. Yeats for 10 points each. The speaker meditates on the beauty of autumn and his own aging in a Yeats poem about seeing 9 and 50 of these elegant birds swimming at a pond at Cooley Park.
Swans.
Yep. The speaker of the Yeats poem Sailing to Byzantium mentions that this object is fastened to a dying animal and asks for God to consume it away while pondering a golden mosaic.
Tired of crack.
It's the speaker's heart. The title metaphorical creatures were all on show according to this poem, which opens, "I sought a theme and sought for it in vain." Its second stanza begins by asking, "What can I but enumerate old themes?" Answer, the circus animal's desertion. 10 points.
I was going to reread my heart.
Toss up. After a governor under this emperor had a popular chariot racer arrested for allegedly raping a male cupbearer, this emperor sent troops to deal with the murder of that governor, Buteric. This emperor defeated one usurper at Siscia and Poetovio, then beheaded that usurper at Aquileia after winning the Battle of the Save. During one battle, this emperor's opponents placed a statue of Jupiter on the edge of the battlefield, and he was aided by a divine wind of dust that ended that fight against Argobast. He had an obelisk of Thutmose III moved to the Hippodrome, where it bears his name. Because he committed the massacre of Thessalonica, he was excommunicated by St. Ambrose. This emperor, who defeated the puppet ruler Flavius Eugenius, was succeeded by his sons Arcadius and Honorius. His victory at the Battle of Frigidus River was assisted by the half-Vandal general Stilicho. For example, in this great Christian...
Justinian first.
No. This great Christian emperor, the final one to rule a unified Roman Empire.
Theodosius.
Prompt.
The Great.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that. My bad.
Bonus.
I don't
know why you did either, but like, I don't get it. For nonlinear cases, the Gauss-Newton algorithm is often used instead of this technique. For 10 points each, in a statistical method, which generates a linear model that best fits an overdetermined system, it minimizes the overall magnitude of the differences between an observed value and a value taken from the model.
Is this squared?
Yeah. Nice. This is the term for the difference between the observed value and the fitted value from the model. The error is similar to this quantity, except that the error is the difference between the observed value and the actual value. Residual. Weighted least squares regression is often used when the residuals have this property, in which the variance for subgroups of the collection of residuals is different for each subgroup. The Gauss-Markov theorem assumes that the residuals do not have this property. Heteroscedasticity. 10 points.
Still
sure. So that gets us to the half, where it's 50 for William & Mary, 30 for UCSD.
That was also...
Yeah, sorry, I somehow skipped the second question.
So slightly less bad
than we thought.
Yeah, some of those questions are a little hard.
Yeah, we're on top of 9. I just wrote in the wrong place, and I assumed that was in
there. That's like econ 25.
Are you taking that?
Yeah, I took it.
Alright, well, it's 53 going in top of 9. Toss it.
Okay.
This painting inspired the title of a painting set near Council Bluffs, Iowa, which shows a deer crossing the tracks as the headlight of a train approaches the viewer. That painting is by Andrew Melrose. A pair of axemen can be seen chopping trees against the forested background of this painting's left, which is cut across by the outstretched arm of a man mounted on a horse with a rifle. A series of blue ribbons on this painting painting's decorative border display its title, which is taken from the verse on the prospect of planting arts and learning in America by George Berkeley. This painting is on display at the House Wing of the United States Capitol.
Horse of Empire?
No. A train of pioneers and covered wagons pass by as a man plants a flag on a rocky outcropping at this painting center for 10 points, and by this huge depiction of the realization of manifest destiny painted by Emmanuel Butza.
Washington crossing the
Delaware. No, it's westward. The course of Empire takes its way, or westward.
Sorry. God damn it. I was thinking that, and they mentioned the Georgia.
My bad.
Thing.
Yeah.
Toss up. An opera by this non-Verdi composer, represents friars and the common people with a chorus which sings the a cappella passage Preghiam Pe Vigalar. That opera features a libretto by Alessandro Ghislanzoni. The Imperial Ballet gave the St. Petersburg premiere of one of this composer's operas under the title Aldona, which refers to the sister of the main character, Arnaldo. This composer of an opera based on the Adam Mickiewicz poem Conrad Wallenrod also created an opera in which an old woman is accused of using witchcraft to influence a regatta, and the aria Cielo y Mar is sung by Enzo as he awaits the arrival of his love, Laura. That opera's third act is set in the Ca d'Oro, where the characters watch a performance in which the times of day are depicted in dance. For example, I've seen this composer of I Lituani and La Gioconda, the latter of which contains the Dance of the Hours.
Poncelli?
What?
Poncelli.
Yes. Bonus. This poem's lyric, its calls have struck through the clouds, it rises up with great power, is used in an extended simile for how a sunrise causes the parting of two lovers. For 10 points each, in this poem, whose title character, a son of Queen Herzolide, becomes a knight for King Arthur after he meets three knights. This poem's title character fails to ask Amfortas what ails him, thus failing to cure him.
Is it something about, like, Percival? Or... no.
Something...
Answer.
None of the card.
Parzival. Parzival is the only complete epic poem of this German poet, whose corpus has been translated into English by E.T. Hato.
Eschenbach.
Yeah. Wolfram von Eschenbach never finished this fragmentary poem, which is named for the first king to possess the Holy Grail. It is mostly a prequel to Parzival and follows the love of Sigunatulander and Segun.
Who's like the first king of the Holy Grail?
I don't know. Tell him.
Titterell, 10 points.
I like doubted myself.
Okay, so real halftime score is 45 to 50.
Yep.
Toss up.
Taking water pool anyway.
The Nod type of these organisms are used to study IDM. A typical immunodeficient strain of these organisms lacks the ability to produce T cells and is referred to as NUD. The embryological development of these organisms was divided into 26 prenatal and 2 postnatal stages by Carl Thieler. These organisms and various products used to study them can be bought at the UC Davis Comp Repository. Commonly used inbred strains of these organisms include BALB/CJ and C57BL/6J. Kopechi, Evans, and Smithies won the 2000.
Mice.
Yes.
Knockout mice.
I know where I'm going.
I have the Nod clue in my card somewhere.
In the Iliad, this figure and his twin brother are given the task of returning Sarpedon to Lycia for 10 points each. Name this daemon who loses a fight to Heracles and Euripides Alcestis. In another myth, he is either chained up or put in a sack by a king of Corinth. Answer?
No.
Thanatos. The capture of Thanatos was only the first of this Corinthian king's attempts to cheat death, for which he was eventually punished by being forced to endlessly roll a boulder up a hill in Tartarus.
Sisyphus.
In addition to his twin brother, Hypnos, Thanatos' other siblings include this group of spirits, who represent violent or necessary death, and were shooed out of Athens at the end of the Anthesteria. They were the Sisters of the Fates.
No.
Answer?
No.
The Carys. 10. Toss up. The book by this author contains a map of the Weeping Forest and Mount Snowdon and on Desolation Island, and describes how Corporal Abrahams gave its features Welsh place names. That book by this writer includes a section in which the narrator tries to track down Dr. Mueller after being reminded of a verbal tic when he reads the word naphthenate in a letter. This author wrote a book in which the narrator recalls being told that there is no why here after having an icicle confiscated from him. In that book, the narrator fails to quote the Canto of Ulysses to the messenger boy Jean. This author used the term lager to describe the setting of a book in which the Kabe is an infernal... Yes.
Nice.
Bonus. Answer the following about bacterial identification tests that are not the Gram stain for 10 points each. Tests like the mannitol test use phenol red as an indicator to determine whether or not this biochemical pathway is occurring. This pathway rejuvenates two molecules of NAD+ for reuse in glycolysis.
I was thinking of gluconeogenesis.
Fermentation. Bacteria in the genus Proteus turn phenol red bright pink in a test for an enzyme which breaks down this compound. Carbamol phosphate is an intermediate in the pathway which produces this compound.
So, pyruvic acid.
Answer, it's urea again. Bacterial identification tests are often conducted in this type of test tube, which consists of a small test tube placed upside down inside a large test tube. Gases that are produced will thus produce a visible gas bubbles in the top of the small tube. Answer. It's a Durham tube, no points. Toss up 13. This piece's composer rewrote it to feature a solo pianist, penning a new extensive cadenza for piano and timpani for its first movement. The premiere of this piece included an impromptu single-string sonata performed by its dedicatee, Franz Clement, who was irritated at having to sight-read it. Quotations from later works in the same genre litter the controversial 1977 cadenzas written for this piece by Alfred Schnittke. Interest in this piece was revived with an 1844 performance conducted by Mendelssohn and led by a 13-year-old Joseph Joachim. The strings enter the first movement playing four D sharps, quoting this piece's opening measure in which four beats are played on the timpani. Fritz Kreisler wrote the most commonly used cadenzas for this piece, which ends with a folk song-inspired rondo allegro. But it was in this D major piece for a solo string instrument and orchestra, which debuted a year after its composer's Eroica Symphony.
Beethoven 4.
What?
Beethoven 4.
No.
Oh, wait, no, whoops. I remember now.
Beethoven...
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, my bad. It's
okay. Bonus.
Oh, that's reported too, huh?
This policy enabled the creation of an army of nearly a million soldiers within a year for 10 points each. Given the French name for this policy of conscription, adopted by the Committee of Public Safety in 1793, in order to provide sufficient manpower to fight France's wars, it requisitioned all able-bodied, unmarried men between 18 and 25.
All right, Chris, your job is to whistle the Marseillaise for the next minute.
Living on Mars.
Yes. Yeah. Protests against conscription during the French Revolution grew into a massive revolt in this coastal region in France from 1793 to 1796, which was suppressed by the infernal columns with mass casualties.
Yeah.
Reynald Secker wrote a history of the genocide during the Vendée, which was inspired by Emmanuel Leroy Ladurée's classic micro-history of this Occitan village in Languedoc, which was examined from 1294 to 1324.
Village in...
is a sick word.
Answer.
Martin Guerre.
Montelieu. 20 points. Toss up. A palace in the city had a 120-foot-high green dome topped by a weather vane shaped as a horseman who carried a lance that was supposed to point in the direction of rebels attacking the city. When that dome collapsed, the city was invaded. The city was home to the Zumarid Khatum tomb, allegedly built by the mother of one ruler. Turkhil Beg was hired to invade this city in order to oust the family of Ahmad ibn Buya, whose invasion of this city made it the capital of the Buya dynasty. The lords who ruled from this city's Golden Gate Palace attempted to enforce Mu'tazili orthodoxy during a period of persecution known as the Minna. Due to an insurrection of Turkish troops, the city was abandoned for a time while the capital was moved to Samarra. The city contained a pluralistic center of learning called the House of Wisdom.
Baghdad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bonus. Lost texts from this tradition include wandering through heaven and hell, though Moses Gaster found a story belonging to it in which Satan creates the cross used to kill Jesus for temperance. Each in this ascetic religious tradition that believes that God had two sons, Satanil and Michael. Its theology includes the belief that Satan created the world, and thus all of the world was evil, leading to forbid marriage.
It's like the
Catholic.
It's Bogomils. Bogomilism is often described as having this kind of world system, since the dark world was separate from the light of God. It is often used to describe the Manichaean system, since good and evil are also opposed.
Dualistic.
Yeah. In the 15th century, Bogomilism absorbed this other dualistic heresy, founded in Armenia by Constantine the Manalis. Although it rejected the sacrament of marriage, it did not specifically forbid marriage.
Maybe it's a Catholic.
No, Catholicism.
So, who is it?
Answer.
Catholicism.
This is Polycyanism. 10 points.
Yeah, pretty much. They had some wacky movies.
That's 15. Transcending the vice associated with one of these concepts is presented in Riding the Tiger, written by Julius Evola. Descriptions of the second of these concepts include trees overflowing with honey more pure than bee honey. After each of these concepts has occurred, 10 lokas will be destroyed, while 4 will be preserved during pralaya. These entities are named after various results of rolling in an ancient dice game, which seem to explain why they are successively are comprised of 4, 3, 2, and 1 sharanas. They correspond to the number of legs the Dharma cow stands on. The Maha, Krita, and Treta are three of these.
Like yugas?
Yes.
Oh,
nice. Bonus. Answer the following about some 20th century female composers for 10 points each. This composer of Alain's Vaux-sur-le-Lac d'Argent is best known as the teacher of many American composers, including Philip Glass, Virgil Thompson, and Aaron Copland. Her sister was the first female Prix de Rome winner.
She comes up. I don't remember.
Answer?
No.
This is Nadia Boulanger. Yeah, this composer of the Millennium Fantasy and an American concerto for trumpet and orchestra was the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize for Music, doing so for her 3 movements for Orchestra Symphony No. 1.
I have no idea.
No answer.
Zwillich. Sophia Gubaidulina composed her offertorium for this string instrument and orchestra. Sarah Chang and Sophie Mutter and Hilary Hahn all play this instrument.
Yeah, sure. Wait, what
did he say?
Answer.
Piano.
It's a violin. No points.
Alright.
Oh my god.
So after 15, I have 105 for William & Mary, 80 for San Diego.
Most correct.
This is awesome.
Toss up. A hearing about this incident had to be postponed after Henry Gonzalez wrote an angry letter to Jim Leach referring to him as obstinate and obdurate. A flashpoint during this incident was created by a large banner reading "Go Home, Idiots," put up by John Lorimore. A court case stemming from this incident found that the Fifth Amendment prevents compelled production of incriminating documents that can't be described with reasonable particularity, upholding the refusal of Webster Hubble to comply with a subpoena. This affair was first investigated by L. John Lewis, who fainted while she was being cross-examined. David Hale's testimony exposed the role of Jim and Susan McDougall in this event, which led Jim Guy Tucker to be removed from office. But at points, I don't know the scandal investigated by Ken Starr, which revealed which revealed some shady real estate investments made in Arkansas by Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Whitewater.
Yes. Bonus. Answer the following about public choice theory for 10 points each. George Stigler formulated a theory of this process, which is a key part of public choice theory. This form of political corruption happens when an agency created to serve the public interest ends up creating negative externalities by serving special interest groups. Answer.
Triangle. No, it's an agency.
Regulatory capture. Focus on public choice analysis is groups that are seeking these benefits from zero or negative sum transactions, thereby enriching themselves without creating new wealth.
I don't think so.
No, it's asking for the benefits.
Answer.
No.
The rents. Besides advancing public choice analysis, this economist examined criminology in his 1968 paper cited by the Nobel Committee, Crime and Punishment and Economic Approach. He also devised the Rotten Kid Theorem in Family Economics.
I have no idea.
Neither.
I should have known regulatory capture.
Answer. It's Becker. No points.
That's
Toss up 17. The narrator of this book imagines that a woman killed herself because she worshipped her paramour as a black pagan god, conflicting with her religion. A character in this work often compares himself to an Arab like Othello and claims that I'll liberate Africa with my penis. This novel ends with the narrator floating down a river while resolving to assert his own identity. A character in this book kills his first wife by penetrating her with a knife during sex. The protagonist of this novel ends up caring for the two sons and his
season. Season of my
yes.
Othello. Oh, I was listening to Eric Pogge.
It's like I just threw my great north of the
set.
Bonus. Slowly, two kings and a citizen Barlow arrive in this place in a gem of the ocean, and Herman Wilkes seeks to prevent its illegal demolition as part of the Bedford Hills redevelopment project in Radio Golf for 10 points each. I don't know this Hill District location, whose address was inspired by the year in which the Amistad Revolt took place. Answer 1839 Wiley Avenue. Gem of the Ocean and Radio Golf are respectively and chronologically the first and last plays in this American playwright's Pittsburgh cycle, which also includes Fences. 1839 Wiley is initially owned by this washer of souls, a recurring character in the cycle, who claims to be 285 years old in Gem of the Ocean. She dies at age 322 in the Two Trains Running.
King.
It's Aunt Esther to me. Toss up. This quantity approaches infinity while its product with the square of molecular radius approaches a finite value in the Boltzmann-Grad limit. In the canonical ensemble, this magnitude of thermodynamic fluctuations of internal energy normalized by the total value of the internal energy are proportional to this quantity raised to the minus one-half power. This quantity can fluctuate in the grand canonical ensemble, but is fixed in the canonical ensemble. The distribution function is typically normalized such that its integral over position and momentum space equals this quantity. Both this quantity and volume are infinite in the thermodynamic limit. This extensive quantity is the thermodynamic conjugate of the chemical potential, which is the change in free energy when this quantity increases by 1. For templates, give this thermodynamic parameter, typically represented as N. Yes. Bonus. GZH states and Bell states have this property, which implies that local measurement of some property of A is completely random yet still correlated with that same property for B. For templates, each name of this property, which is possessed by a pure state psi sub A comma B located in the Hilbert space formed by the tensor product of two Hilbert spaces H sub A and H sub B. If the pure state cannot be decomposed into the product of two states psi sub A and psi sub B belonging to Hilbert spaces H sub A and H sub B.
Okay, I could have, like, not given any of those clues, it still wouldn't have made a difference. Compact.
Maximally entangled. Entangled states demonstrate that quantum mechanics does not possess this property. Bell's theorem states that no hidden variable with this property is compatible with quantum mechanics.
Entangled.
Locality. In a thought experiment, the scientists Podolsky and Rosen showed that entangled quantum states violate locality.
Einstein.
10 points.
All right.
So going into toss-up 19, it's 120 for William & Mary, 110 for UCSD.
Yep.
Toss-up. The 16th month of the calendar was dedicated to this god and included a festival in which Amaranth Doe statues of him were ceremonially killed with weaving sticks. Marigolds and their Tagete relatives were sacred to this god, who was often pictured wearing a crown of heron feathers. A large area known as Apan and a cave inhabited by dangerous women are found in the realm of this god, which also contains a boiling spring home to a giant worm. This god responded to incessant prayers that interrupted his grieving by burning away the entire earth, thus ending his term as the third sun. Blue and white painted steps lead to this god's temple on the north side of the Templo Mayor, wall, which he shared with a war god. This god married the jade-skirted Chachi Huitlique after his first wife, Xochi Quetzal, was stolen by Tezcatlipoca. Sacrificed children and those who died...
Flawlock.
Yes.
Sure.
Bonus. This was one of the many British traditions which Mary Wollstonecraft pointed out that Mr. Burke would protect for them when each in his practice, which caused riots in Halifax in 1805, and was the focus of the Chesapeake Leopard Affair. This practice of forcing men into one's own navy caused U.S.-British tension prior to the War of 1812.
Impressment.
Yeah. Members of these British militia regiments were immune from impressment. They were raised to oppose invasions during the Seven Years' War and had river and sea varieties consisting of civilian boats used in emergencies. A regiment of these was stationed in Nova Scotia in 1803.
Home Guard?
Fencibles, the War Hawk faction that rallied against impressment in the run-up to the War of 1812, included this Kentucky politician who was credited with personally slaying Tecumseh after being wounded four times in the Battle of the Thames. Answer?
Play.
Richard Mentor Johnson. 10 points. Yeah, William Mary up 30. Last toss-up. The verbs of the oldest written language in this family were classified into five categories by August Leskeen. In this language family, the coronal sibilant S is expressed as a velar fricative before semi-vowels like R and velar consonants, rather than being palatalized, in an exception to the Rookie sound law. This family experiences three palatalizations, the last of which did not affect its now extinct northern dialect, as seen on birch bark documents. This highly conservative family didn't branch until the first millennium CE. It is divided into West, East, and South branches, and its common proto-language is thought to have been the lingua franca of the Avar Empire. Languages in this family share many features with Baltic languages, with which it was once thought to form a larger family. But it was in this group of Indo-European languages, which encompasses Serbian...
Slavic?
Yep.
Okay. That's all I wanted?
North,
okay.
South.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was
just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
just
both
are
bonus. Name some heavily mythologized historical figures with significance in 20th century China for 10 points each. The life of this 5-foot-tall sailor who allegedly died at the age of 22 when struck by a falling telephone pole, hit by a truck he was directing, became the subject of a massive 1963 propaganda campaign encouraging people to follow his example.
Yeah, it's like Comrade or Joe. Yes, like Comrade G.
Lei Fang. This heavily mythologized advisor and brother of King Wu, who belonged to an ancient dynasty, became a third target of a campaign that urged people to criticize Lin Bao and Confucius. Confucius himself idolized this man.
Fuck. Oh, Duke of Zhou.
Yeah. One of the biggest myths to become widely believed in China is that this woman planned the majority of the Cultural Revolution, that her husband, Mao Zedong, wasn't really responsible. She was an actress in her youth and modeled herself on Empress Wu Zetang.
It's like her stage name was Wan Ping.
Answer?
Wan Ping.
Say it again?
Wan Ping.
Jiang Qing is what I have.
Okay.
But they've accepted Madam Mao.
No.
No. Because they said Mao.
So that's 10 points.
I mean, that's been a thing.
If it would have mattered, I probably would have protested.
All right. Well, 160, 110 is the final score. It's lunch now. I'll be back at 2:45.